Runners, take your mark. Go.
Six marathon runners set off in the dark at 8 a.m., while the 10K and half marathon competitors took off in a group of about 50 at 10 a.m., and two of the half marathoners came back together, very nearly anyway. Micah Burnett is on the high school cross-country team and says he runs an average of 8 or 9 miles a day. So he said to himself, if he can do that, why not 13 miles?
It was great. There's two major hills that were a struggle, but the scenery was beautiful, and I absolutely loved it. But it's my first time ever running a half marathon, so I really enjoyed it. Probably like one of the hardest things I've ever done. I've only ever ran 5Ks, but it was definitely like a mental challenge. Like beyond the physical part, it was definitely a mental push for myself.
He says one of those motivations finished about 20 or 30 feet ahead of him. Coast Guard dentist Charlie Truncali says they even chatted along the way. He says he hadn't started the race with a goal in mind, especially since he'd been injured for the last 10 months.
Early in the race, I noticed that I was out ahead. And so I was motivated to just continue with the pace that was a little bit faster than I wanted to. And then a very young person came up on me about 3.5 miles into the race. And he kept me pushing for the rest of the race, and he was on my tail to the bitter end.
Truncali says if it wasn't for Burnett, he would have kept a more leisurely pace. As for marathon runners, Matt Negley finished second and says he and his fellow runners hooted and hollered at the starting line early that morning. And he says he feels great.
I know I'm going to remember each and every minute of the marathons, and that's one of the reasons they're so appealing for me. It's just really experiencing the grip of life in slow motion time, but each marathon is different and each is an adventure.
The first person to finish the 26.2 miles did so in a little over 3 hours. Anthony Saucier says hills can be challenging, and he did hit a wall along the way, which is when runners start to feel the wear and tear of the journey.
The walls can be anything from caused from amount of time on your feet to the elevation that you're climbing. And today it wasn't too bad, but the wall was like just coming up the backside of Ski Chalet.
He says the terrain proved a challenge.
The hills really throw off your cadence, and you just try to concentrate on your breathing and get your mental state aligned. Because you're going to get your second wind as soon as you get to the top, and then once you get to the top, it's smooth sailings until the next hill, and then you just repeat it all over again.
Runners headed into the Bear Valley Clubhouse after finishing, where they refueled on hot dogs, pulled pork, and burgers. And at the end of the day, around 145 participants showed up, with a few kids and even a puppy taking part. I'm Kayla DeRoche.